Northern States Power has done a magnificent job here for us. We want to thank them, and we want to thank you, because as Earl said, I'm sure the advance warning we had saved several hundred lives here. We heard this story over and over again through the night. Unfortunately, we had a hit in a trailer community where there were no basements and no protection, and this is where we sustained our highest casualties. The people of Fridley are already out in the streets and have been most of the night, picking up the pieces, trying to get their families back together again, and the spirit is good here. We're going to rebuild it. We're starting right now this morning.
Well, fine. That's just the spirit that is needed in this, believe me, because when I look at it, I can only just sink down and groan and wonder how in the world can you do it. So, Mayor, I'm sure that you and the other residents in Fridley will do the job, but it sure is a devastating-looking area this morning. We're going to head on north now and look at this other area, Mayor.
I see you around.
Good. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate it. That's the story then here from Highway 100 in Maine, and I can see where our helicopter is just about the only way to get around and see this area, so we'll be dipping around and stopping down and talking to the people and try to give you some indication of what has happened. I can only say this. It looks like a bombed-out area, and we'll be reporting back again shortly. Chuck and Maynard.
Thank you, Roger. With studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO, this has been the Jim Hill News Report, sponsored by Geigy, who bring you a new idea in spraying atrazine in combination with nitrogen solutions. Can you follow atrazine-treated corn with soybeans and not have any carryover effect? Maybe that's a question you've been asking yourself. Well, here's the answer from Geigy, the people who make atrazine. You can follow atrazine-treated corn with soybeans as long as you applied the atrazine at the rate recommended for your particular type of soil. The rate should not have been more than 3 3/4 pounds per acre when broadcast, or 1 1/4 pounds per acre when applied in a band over the row. That's right, you can follow atrazine-treated corn with soybeans and not have a harmful effect on your soybeans. Fact is, you should have a better crop of soybeans because the atrazine will have kept most annual broadleaf weeds and grasses out of your corn for the entire season. So your soybeans will have fewer weeds to compete against for moisture and soil nutrients. But remember, the atrazine must have been applied at the rate recommended for your soil, and not more than 3 3/4 pounds per acre broadcast or 1 1/4 pounds per acre in a row. Then you can follow atrazine-treated corn with soybeans. That's atrazine, a product of Geigy. Partly cloudy skies, scattered showers, mild temperatures expected over most of CCO land. A severe weather warning now in effect for vast portions of southern Minnesota and portions of central Wisconsin. And the temperature in the Twin Cities is now 64 degrees. That's the Jim Hill News, sponsored by Geigy, manufacturers of atrazine herbicide for the best control, the best weed control your corn has ever had. Maynard, we see now that we have someone else standing by here, and we'll get to them in a moment if we can.
I think we should tell them, Chuck, that a heavy line of thunderstorm from Elk River on the north to Le Sueur on the south is moving east-northeast now and will pass over the Twin City area during the next 1 to 2 hours. So precautions are advised for strong winds, heavy rain, and possible hail. We have a report now from KCI.
From Kano Radio, standing by.
Right.
You ready to come on in?
Of the bad front coming through. The front of it is now hitting Anoka. It's low scudding clouds. It's a very gray, hazy, dangerous-looking sky. Travel now with the lights on. This must be the leading storm front that you spoke about, and we'd advise everybody not drive unless they absolutely had to until this thing develops. This is Kano Radio Mobile News reporting for WCCO.
Thank you very much. That report of the storm moving through Anoka right now, the storm front, and the one Maynard just told you about. More information in just a minute.
Particular about taste?
You bet I'm particular, and my Pall Mall's prove it.
Particular people take particular pleasure in the good taste of Pall Mall.
Why? Because Pall Mall's natural mildness means just one thing: smooth, pleasing flavor.
Yes, particular people take particular pleasure in the good taste of Pall Mall.
Enjoy Pall Mall. A long cigarette that's long on flavor. The particular flavor you get only from Pall Mall's famous length of the finest tobaccos money can buy.
So get particular pleasure like particular people do in the good taste of Pall Mall.
Be particular. Buy Pall Mall famous cigarettes. Outstanding. And they are mild. From the American Tobacco Company.
We have word that the District 16 schools, which are Spring Lake Park High School, Woodcrest Elementary, Blaine Elementary, and Spring Lake Park Elementary, closed indefinitely. District 16 schools closed indefinitely. It's 23 minutes now before 7 o'clock, 64 degrees in the Twin Cities.
I'm your Standard Oil dealer, and I'm here to say that I'm having a tire sale this very day. I've got small tires, big tires, tubeless tires, show tires, snow tires, black wall tires, white wall tires, Amoco tires, Atlas tires, tires and tires and miles and miles and miles and miles of tires. Man, am I tired. So why don't you get yourself tired?
Go see your Standard Oil dealer during his tire sale. Never has he had so many tires. Never have so many tires been so easy to buy. Reduced prices, no money down. Up to 12 months to pay with your Standard Oil credit card or ask your dealer for easy terms. Look for the big tire sale sign right now. You expect more from Standard, and you get it.
I've got small tires. Big tires.
Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
Show tires.
A repeat here of weather conditions that are now happening.
A few severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging winds are expected in an approximate area along and 60 miles either side of a line from 40 miles west-southwest of Minneapolis to 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, from 7 o'clock this morning until 1 this afternoon. In the southeastern part of Minnesota, this includes the area bounded by a line from the Minnesota-Wisconsin border near Pine City westward to 20 miles west of St. Cloud, southward to 20 miles southwest of Albert Lea, and eastward to La Crosse, Wisconsin. This includes the Twin City area. A later bulletin says that a line of heavy thunderstorm from Elk River on the north to Le Sueur on the south is moving east-northeast and will pass over the Twin City area during the next 1 to 2 hours. Precautions are advised for strong winds, heavy rain, and possible hail.
And we have a short report coming in right now from Raj Erickson in a helicopter. Raj?
All right. Just take time in here just to tell you what is happening on Highway 100. There is going to be a monumental traffic jam. Already traffic is backed up about, I would say 4 or 5 miles just from our point here. We're just above Main and Highway 100 now, coming in from the west. And right now we're flying over over the Friendly Schoolhouse, the one that was hit so very, very badly last night. This beautiful new school, and we see several sections of the school that have been torn apart. And now we see more devastation of homes. Here's one home that is just completely shattered in the midst of several homes that were apparently untouched or at least very little damaged. And it is just completely smashed. The tornado must have sat down right there, just dipped down, smashed that house, just crumbled it like a bunch of matchsticks. And here is some destruction now as we go through these houses, a similar situation. Now we are following an exact path of this tornado. And from the air, this is an eerie, curious-looking sight. The path, the tornado itself, looks like it was about one block wide, going right through here. Houses over to the side, very little destruction. And yet, on right in this about a block wide path, the houses are almost completely wiped out. And now we're heading over to another area. We're just following, it's like following a river. We are following the path of this tornado.
Roger?
Yes.
Roger, we're concerned about you up there. Are you aware of the line of heavy thunderstorms moving into the area?
Yes, we are. I have checked with my pilot, Norm Jacobson. We just see some lightning off on the ground, and when we see any danger, we'll set right down.
Fine, all right.
We are right over the trailer home, the trailer court now. And this is unbelievable. We're going to set down and report to you shortly.
Crazy. Okay, Roger, thank you very much. It's 19 minutes now before 7 o'clock, and we will repeat the Precautions for the next 1 to 2 hours. Precautions advised for strong winds, heavy rain, and possible hail in the Twin Cities area. And we heard that was moving in over Anoka just a few minutes ago.
Incidentally, the Twin City Baptist Association, which was to meet at Fridley this morning in the Baptist Church, will meet instead at the Temple Baptist Church in St. Paul at 9:30 this morning. It is now 19 minutes until 7 o'clock Central Standard Time.
I'm making like Gabriel, blowing the hottest horn this side of Al Hurt for Peters and Mercury, the Twin Cities' most convenient Mercury Comet dealer, located at 3815 East Lake Street, just west of the Lake Street Bridge. Peters and Mercury is easy to get to, and when you get there, you'll find it's easy to buy, whether you want a new 1965 Mercury or Comet, or a good, clean, used car. Because you know that Don Peterson guarantees your satisfaction with every and any car you buy from him. You're easy in your mind, for you know you can't go wrong when you buy your car from Peterson. So if you're in the market for a late model used car at a price that's easy for you, see Lee Marcellis, Don Peterson's used car manager, today. You know that the car you selected is A-OK. It has to be given that passing grade by Peterson service manager Art Lilliquist before it's placed on the Peterson lot. Remember, in addition to Don's personal pledge of satisfaction, you get the factory-sponsored Silver Crest warranty that covers you wherever you may travel in the United States. So deal with Don today at Peterson Mercury, 3815 East Lake Street, just west of the Lake Street Bridge. And the Twin Cities temperature reading, 64 degrees, humidity 97%, wind southeast at 2 miles an hour, barometer 29.73, and steady cloudy skies. Roger Erickson is standing by in the WCCO helicopter, and also standing by is Maynard Spies with some information for us.
This just came in, Chuck. George Kilchan of Kimball, Minnesota, called to say that the senior class trip has been canceled for today. Moundsview, Edgewood Junior High School, and School District 621 at Red Oak Elm will have buses only in the Moundsview Valley today. This is the latest information. I'll check back on that and get a little more detail.
And all District 16 schools closed indefinitely. All the District 16 schools are closed indefinitely.
Howard Viken will have a repeat of those in just a minute.
Howard is right here. We've got word from the helicopter. Roger, are you there?
Yes. We're going to set down shortly. We're right over the trailer court now, on along Highway 65. I do want to say this about Highway 65. I'm looking off into the distance now from our vantage point, about 200 feet over the highway, and I see traffic backed up. I'm sure it must be 10 miles. And traffic moving slowly at 20 to 30 miles an hour, perhaps, in some places. Other places stop completely. But we just want to tell the people along the highway, they'll have to be patient. Now, when you come by, we want to tell these cars coming by, when you come by the trailer court, keep moving. We see an occasional car stopping by, and it's holding up everybody. It's a terrible traffic jam. Now, the Fridley Lumber Company is just about completely destroyed here right near the trailer courts. We see wood scattered everywhere. Looking at the trailer homes, we see these trailer homes just completely flattened. It's like you have a cardboard box that has been crushed by some giant foot.
Roger.
We see the base that the helicopters are sitting on, the trailers have been sitting on, and the trailers themselves are moved several feet away and then smashed. One trailer sitting on top of another trailer. Other trailers bashed into other trailers. And we see one here that is sitting almost half upright. How that ever happened, I'll never know.
Roger?
Yes.
That was the area we were in last night. And you see along the road the number of cars that have been blown off the road and smashed.
Oh, yes, many, many.
And you must have seen a number of them coming up. And are the light poles still down across 65 on the side?
Oh, there are light poles down everywhere. And we noticed back the woods just south of the trailer court that when the twister came right towards the trailer court, it must have skipped just above the ground because it has clipped the trees about halfway up and just sheared them off like a giant bush shears. It's unbelievable. We're going to set down now. We see down there a lot of uh, a lot lot of civil defense equipment, trucks with lights flashing. We see police cars, we see helicopters, we see people in the area trying to keep traffic moving and keep sightseers out. Of course, that is the worst problem of all, but evidently they're doing the job. We're going to stop down now and see if we can talk with some of these people.
All right, Roger, thank you very much. Roger Erickson in WCCO helicopter, and we'll be hearing from him in just a few minutes again. 14 minutes now before 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 64 degrees in the Twin Cities. And the wind's calm, just about calm right now, but picking up with some storm warning coming in. Howard?
Chuck, why don't I give this weather a severe thunderstorm forecast once again? This comes from the U.S. Weather Bureau. It's in effect from this morning at 7 o'clock to 1 o'clock this afternoon. A few severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging winds are expected in an approximate area along and 60 miles either side of a line from 40 miles west-southwest of Minneapolis to 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin from 7 this morning until 1 o'clock this Friday afternoon. In southeastern Minnesota, this includes the area bounded by a line from the Minnesota-Wisconsin border near Pine City, westward to 20 miles west of St. Cloud, southward to 20 miles southwest of Albert Lea, and eastward to La Crosse. This includes the Twin Cities area from 7 o'clock this morning till 1 this afternoon.
Good morning, Howard. Like privacy when you travel, NP's Lumber Coach Service gives you privacy and more for only a slight charge over your coach ticket. There's armchair comfort and a seat by your own window, a full-size bed at night, plenty of luggage space, tilt-down wash basin, mirror, even your own controls for heat and lights. Slumber Coach Service is such a bargain, NP sells it out fast. So give them a phone call as far ahead as possible. Slumber Coach Service is available on both Northern Pacific's Vistadome North Coast Limited and the Main Streeter. That's the way to run a railroad. That's the way they run Northern Pacific.
It's 12 minutes before 7, Twin City temperature 64 degrees. A line of heavy thunderstorms from Elk River on the north to Le Sueur on the south is moving to the east-northeast and will pass over the Twin Cities area during the next 1 to 2 hours. Precautions are advised for strong winds, heavy rain, and possible hail. The Red Cross has issued a plea for anyone involved in the tornadoes to register at 2 centers provided to take care of storm victims. By registering, it will make it easier for relatives to keep track of each other. These centers are at the Highway Department Civil Defense Training Center on County Road 1 and Highway 8 and Holy Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fridley. Time now is 11 minutes before 7 o'clock.
There's still a little more time. Get to your savings in to Farmers and Mechanics by Monday, May 10th, and they'll earn high bank interest from May 1st. This bonus of time is typical of F&M's everyday interest in making saving easy and convenient for you. And F&M's high dollar interest rates make saving more profitable for you. Investment deposit accounts now earn 4.25% a year, paid semi-annually from the date of deposit. And standard savings are now earning 3.75% a year, compounded quarterly. Save now and earn from the first at Farmers and Mechanics.
The bank that gives you the most for your money, F&M, F&M. F&M, Farmers and Mechanics.
Now 10 minutes before 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 64 degrees in the Twin Cities. District 16 schools are closed indefinitely. They include Spring Lake Park High School, Woodcrest Elementary, Blaine Elementary, and Spring Lake Park Elementary. The superintendent of schools in Mound, Minnesota, has asked WCCO Radio to inform parents of school-age children that school will be open today. Kenneth Iverson said that buses will be provided wherever buses are available, whenever available, at Casco Point, Island Park, and on Highway 44 at Loring Acres. Buses will move into the areas as far as possible, but parents should be alerted that children may have to walk some distance to reach those buses. Roger Erickson, are you ready now for another report? Come in, Rog.
I surely am, and I want to talk to some of these people real quickly, Howard, because they have been ordered to evacuate here in 20 minutes at the trailer camp because of the other storm. I'm looking off the distance, and I see a very dark, ominous sky, so I want to make this fast. We are talking here with Mr. Van Diel. You were here at my last night.
Well, I've been in the hall for a little while, and then was in my shorts. I was mowing the lawn, and then I went to the neighbors, and we stayed in the neighbor's place maybe for 20 minutes, and we went all to the laundry room, and everybody was in the laundry room, and except me, I was in another department of the laundry room, and the whole site caved in. Then I sneak into the laundry room, and that's where I stayed all for at least for an hour, and then we went out to the highway and tried to get some people out of the
Out of the laundry room.
Yeah, what do you call it? The ambulance came, you know, they pick up some people, about 3-4 people are bad wounded.
Uh-huh. Very good. Now we're going to talk with this gentleman right here. Tell us your name, sir.
Bob Trotman.
Mr. Trotman. Bob, were you in your trailer home at the time?
No, I took my family out, took them to the wash house. Just got them in there, and I told some other people they better go over there, and we got them in there, and I held the door open so there'd be some air in there, and we looked out and we seen the whole trailer court just move. Everything left.
Now, you've looked at the damage here this morning. What does it look like to you? How would you describe it?
Well, I don't think there's over 25 trailers in here that's even on their feet.
And that's out of how many? How many are usually in here?
240.
It is absolutely fantastic. And now we notice it is getting darker and darker out here. And Mr. Trotman, I don't want to take you away because you people have suffered enough here. I don't want to keep you away from... They have evidently have ordered you to you people all to get out of the area now.
No, we're supposed to be out in 20 minutes.
And, of course, the reason for that is even a high wind would send some of this debris flying, and it could be very, very dangerous. I think a 50-mile-an-hour wind would be dangerous in this area.
Definitely.
Right? Hey, Roger.
Very good, Bob. Thank you very much.
Roger.
Bob Trotman, Mr. Mealman. And we're going to take off again. Because of this guy, I'm afraid we have to take off and leave. Very good. Okay, Howard.
Thank you, Roger. In Belgrove right now, I have a report of very heavy rain. And about a mile and a half north of Chanhassen, wind, rain, and hail, and storming quite heavily there now.
Mm-hmm. In spite of all this, why, Martha Bolton has a suggestion for charcoal and soot in your pans and all, Martha.
Well, just rub soap on the outside of pots and pans before using them over the charcoal fire. The soot will wash off easily and quickly. And for a whiter, brighter wash, get new concentrated Dexol Safety Bleach. This marvelous Tidy House product now has 25% more bleaching power. It bleaches whiter and brighter than any safety bleach you've ever used, and yet it's so safe. That's why it's the only type of bleach recommended by Good Housekeeping for spandex and all stretch fabrics. There's no chlorine in Dexol. And you know that synthetics, spandex, and wash and wears now make up more than half of your wash, which means that you've got to have a safety bleach. And trust Tidy House to give you one that's strong enough to do a real bleaching job and yet safe for anything washable. Anything. So get new concentrated Dexol. I honestly think that it's the best safety bleach on the market. Your old friend Tidy House makes it, you know.
Once again, a line of heavy thunderstorms from Elk River on the north to Le Sueur on the south is moving to the east-northeast and will pass over the Twin Cities area during the next 1 to 2 hours. Precautions are advised for strong winds and heavy rain and possible hail. Bobby Haven will have more weather news for you in just a moment.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer. The best taste you can get. You get tobacco taste.
Tobacco taste.
So rich and rare.
So rich and rare.
A real taste.
A real taste.
That's really there. You get no fads, no fancy stuff. Real flavor with every puff.
Tobacco tastes so rich and rare.
A real taste that's really there.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
cigarette with Camel and try a real smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
All right, now it's time for the Land O'Lakes Weather Show. And Bob DeHaven, do you have a report there from Roger?
I've got an advisory from our control here that we should go to. Roger, immediately, come in.
Bob, just going to stop in here just for a moment to tell you that all of a sudden it has turned absolutely nighttime out here, and we saw the cars back along Highway 65, backed up for miles and miles and miles, and it has gotten so dark in the west, it's almost unbelievable. We are now heading for some light sky. Norm Jacobson, is it getting just a little turbulent now?
It's getting a little rough. We're getting some wind and also some rain in here. Looks like we'll probably have to find a place to roost very shortly, Raj.
All right, we're going to be sitting down now and find a place to hide ourselves, as will many, many cars out here along the highway on their way to work, and many of them are stranded because they're boxed in. All right, back to you, Howard.
All right, I have it, Howard. Very good. Very well. It's not business as usual when the public must be served at WCCO. Consequently, we'll give you the weather information right now, courtesy of Land O'Lakes. Here's a bulletin. Radar stations have reported a very heavy thunderstorm approaching the Twin Cities. The leading edge of the storm is about 4 miles west of the Twin Cities, is moving slowly eastward. The storm, which is 20 miles long, stretches from a northern point near St. Michael southwest to Jordan. There's another storm in the Isanti area, which stretches from Isanti to Brea, Minnesota. In the downtown area, it is the same as midnight, dark as night. Cloudy skies, mild temperatures, scattered showers are the outlook for most of CCO land today. There are some severe weather warnings in effect. We just gave you the latest, and these are expected to last until 1 p.m. this afternoon. A vast portion of southern Minnesota and central Wisconsin can expect heavy thunderstorms and possible hail this morning. The Twin Cities, which was wrecked by tornadoes last night, is included in this area. The five-day forecast call for temperatures from 3 to 7 degrees below the normal high of 68, a normal low in the 40s. Precipitation will total between 1/2 to 1 inch, mostly over the weekend. The forecast for Iowa, partly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms beginning in the north, considerable cloudiness with showers and thunderstorms affecting 40% of the area tonight and tomorrow. Wisconsin, partly cloudy, continued warm with scattered periods of showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow. Highs today in the 80s. Minnesota forecast, partly cloudy through tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms over 50% of the east and north. Locally heavy in the southeast and extreme south. Minnesota, this is. Most numerous thunderstorms expected in the late evening or night. Cooler tomorrow. Highs today 64 to 85 and lows tonight 42 to 62. Twin Cities, partly cloudy through tomorrow with occasional periods of thunderstorms, mostly in the late afternoon or evening or night. No important change in temperature. Twin City high today will be 80, low tonight 55, high tomorrow 75. Some other towns and temperatures: Hibbing has 53 degrees, Duluth 52, La Crosse 68, Grand Forks 44, Aberdeen 45, Fargo 49, Rapid City 40, Redwood Falls, Thunder Showers and 58, and Mason City 64. You are listening to WCCO, and we are continuing to broadcast information as quickly as we get it from our own sources and from the news wires and from the telephone. Temperature is 64 in the Twin Cities, humidity 97, wind southeast at 2, barometer 29.73, and steady. This has been your regular weather report, although the news is not of the regular type, and it has been sponsored by Land O'Lakes. Howard?
Did you know almost any kind of home improvement you can think of qualifies, or home repair qualifies, for a Northwestern Bank home improvement loan? Just you try them. See if they don't say yes to help you spruce up to repair your house. Northwestern National Bank.
Northwestern National Bank. May we help you today? Yes!
Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO. It is 7 o'clock.